4, Town Hall. Location, middle of the market square. Direction of view, Town Hall in the northeast.
The Town Hall was built between 1405 and 1410 as a market and council hall in Gothic style and is the most significant building that the city has ever constructed. The council of the city needed its own house and meeting place for its tasks. The area of the town hall, therefore, also corresponded to the number of citizens who were entitled to vote. 1612. In this year, the Bremen master builder, Luder von Bentheim, gave the early Gothic town hall building its ornate façade, in the outstanding style of the late Renaissance in North Germany, the so-called Weser Renaissance. And who do you think influenced the architectural forms and façade sculptures? The Dutch architects and sculptors who shared the same beliefs.
As one of Germany's most beautiful town halls, the ensemble of the old and new buildings, together with the Roland statue opposite, has belonged to the list of UNESCO World Heritage Sites since 2004.
It is an extraordinary late medieval town hall and stands for the municipal freedom of a city republic.
As testified by the UNESCO experts, the town hall and the Roland of Bremen are a unique testimony to the civic autonomy and political sovereignty which evolved in the Holy Roman Empire.
They even highlight the outstanding form of the Weser Renaissance in their reasoning. The 8 monumental sculptures on the market façade are also very interesting. Cast a glance at the larger-than-life figures and recognize Emperor Charles the Great and the 7 electors on the left. These figures illustrate Bremen's imperial claim to freedom of the Reich and therefore the city's independence from religious rulers. And what is hidden inside the town hall? The 2 floors are each made up of 1 Gothic hall, the lower and the upper halls. In the upper hall of the town hall, the council of the city once got together to make decisions, develop policies and administer justice over the citizens. The upper hall is nowadays a representation hall with the ostentatious so-called golden chamber and richly furnished with wall paintings, decorated doorways and wooden carvings. It is regarded as Bremen's most beautiful ballroom. The Forbsweder painter Heinrich Vogeler designed the Golden Chamber in 1905 in Art Nouveau style with lots of images of nature. The lower hall, one of the most beautiful Gothic secular buildings in Germany, is still almost preserved in its original form. The 3-aisled hall, supported by octagonal oak wood pillars, has ornamental Gothic doorways in the east and west. It was previously used for market purposes or theatre performances. Nowadays, alternating exhibitions take place here.
If you head off in the direction of the cathedral later on, you can admire the new town hall in the back of the old building. Architect Gabriel von Seidel attached the new building in the neo-Renaissance style as a harmonious extension onto the old town hall at the beginning of the 20th century. In the new town hall, you can admire, for example, the Gobelin Room, which was named after a large French tapestry from the 17th century and was originally planned as a mayor's room. Today, the room is used as a small reception and consultation room and is also ideal for civil weddings. The Bremen Federal State Parliament holds meetings every week in the Senate Room. The mayor of Bremen is the prime minister of the state and also has his official residence in the town hall. If you'd like to find out more about the town hall, you can participate in a special town hall tour led by the Bremen Tourism Office. Now, turn to face the Roland statue, which was built as a symbol of Hanseatic freedom.